Hello and welcome back. This is day five on our series of how to get rid of pain in your body. The goal of each day is just to give you a little snippet, a little exercise. If you can, do a few of these exercises every day. As we've been building, we've given you now, this is day five, so this will be the fifth exercise that you can do. They're really easy. They don't take a lot of time. You're only holding them for 6 seconds and you're doing it six times. That's about 36 seconds. Add a little break in the middle of each one, that's 1 minute. So, in literally a few minutes, you can cover a few of these exercises really easily. I'm hoping that you've actually, on your own, gone back and redone a few of the ones that we've already covered a few times. Again, and one of the things that you might have started to feel or notice is how much more stable your trunk is, how much more stable you are when you're moving around. It's not like you're reaching for something and going, oh. But then when you're actually reaching forward, that you're actually feeling like, oh yeah, I can do that, and my body is supporting myself. I think one of the worst things to feel or to experience is to have a body that doesn't really support you and the movements that you are making in your life. And so what I want you to do is feel really supported in all of the different actions that you're doing, even if it's something as simple as getting up from your chair, that you're sitting on, whether it's at the dinner table or at the office. The worst thing is getting up from a chair and feeling like, oh my God, my body is about to fall apart. So try to do more of these exercises. And speaking of getting up from a chair really easily, one of the most important, I think, muscles in the body to consider and to get really strong is the glutes. Now, you have three separate kinds of glutes. You have the glute maximus, glute medius, and glute minimus. The one exercise that we're going to teach you and show you to work the glutes pretty much covers all of them, but primarily concentrating on the glute maximus, okay? Now, glute maximus, the glutes are really important for a lot of reasons. One, they're responsible for adduction. Sorry, adduction. So that's when you bring your legs out to the side. When you bring your legs back in, that's adduction. But abduction is when you bring your legs out. They're also responsible for hip extension. And so you use the glutes primarily when you're like walking around, when you're getting up from a chair, when you're jogging or running. A lot of runners and people complain of like cramping in their hamstrings or specifically in their calf muscles. A lot of times the reason for that is because the glutes are not functioning correctly. Also, there's a lot of muscles that go from the spine and actually wrap into the sacrum where the glutes are. So there's this kind of like intermingling, if you will, of muscles from the lower back and then the glutes. So as we work on the glutes, we actually start to affect the back muscles indirectly. So the exercise I'm going to teach you is going to be really great to strengthen your lower back, strengthen your glutes. And as I mentioned a few times now, when you were standing, just stand up and see how you feel. Come down and do this exercise with me, and then stand back up, and you're going to feel a lot more solid, a lot more secure, and most importantly, a lot more stable. So this is a really easy pose to do, and it's very effective. So you're going to bring your feet about hip distance apart. You're going to slowly come and lie down onto your back. Bring your feet close to your buttocks as much as you can. Bring your arms over your head. If that's uncomfortable, just interlace the fingers right here, just above your head. And all you're going to do is just lift the hips up as high as you can. Now, take one of your hands and just feel your glutes. Do you notice that it's tight, it's firm, it's activated? What I want you to do now is literally try to even squeeze it more. So just kind of poke it and now squeeze. And as you squeeze, you might notice you get a little bit higher. Okay, and then come on down. So we're gonna do that 6 seconds, six times. Okay, so lift your hips up, as high as you can and squeeze the glutes and hold for 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. Jiggle, jiggle. Lift the hips up and squeeze and hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And again, jiggle, jiggle, lift the hips up and hold for 1, 2, and squeeze the glutes. Don't forget to squeeze. 5 and 6, and come on down. Jiggle, jiggle, lift up again, and hold for 1, 2, 3. Squeeze the glutes, squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them. 5, 6, and come on down. You might actually start to notice that your lower back is feeling like it's being worked. Remember, I talked about those muscles from the lower back coming down into the sacrum, connecting with the glutes. So there's definitely some overlap there. And lift up again and squeeze the glutes, squeeze the glutes, squeeze the glutes. 4, 5, and 6, and come on down. And come on up again, one more time. Lift up as high as you can. Squeeze the glutes, squeeze them, 4, 5, and 6, and come on down. And that's how you activate your glutes. So we'll see you tomorrow for day 6.